Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller recapping the most recent City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening. They gave direction to the Iowa Department of Transportation regarding the restriping of Highway 92. Just kind of tell us what direction Council gave to staff and to the DOT and their plans for the future on that.
Thanks, Andrew. I think the biggest thing that we took away from the conversations with the council and with the community on the proposal from IDOT is there's still some safety concerns. The traffic and the stacking that is attributed to the morning drop-off and afternoon pickup over at the middle school and high school. Don't think that was satisfactorily addressed. That and a lot of questions. We have a lot of events out on that part of town, and obviously the community signature event is the National Balloon Classic, and that happens. And so I think there was a lot of concern, a lot of unanswered questions about the impact that would have on the traffic going to those events or to school. So the direction we got is not right now. Let's keep it at four lane, but let's continue the conversation with IDOT and the schools to work together to see what other sorts of solutions could be worked out to help address that stacking issue.
One of the biggest news items, RAGBRAI, Indianola, chosen for 2019. How exciting is that?
Well, it's unfortunate that we're on radio because the listeners cannot see the smile on my face. And I know that there's a lot of people around town that are very excited about it. I think we've got a lot to show the state and the riders and certainly the nation about what makes Indianola so great. So we're really excited. We've got a preliminary meeting with some RAGBRAI officials to start talking about the next steps. It's a very detailed plan of things that we have to do, and we've only have a couple months to do it. So we're really excited, cannot wait.
Absolutely, and I know further planning, months and months and months and lots of hours of work, but what do you think this means for Indianola come this summer? Combined with the balloons, RAGBRAI coming through, it's going to be a really exciting time.
It is. And one of the things that we talk about with our partners, with Brenda at the Chamber, with Stacy at the Balloons, with Michael at the Opera, and Joe at the County Fair is when you look at Indianola, we are a powerhouse with summer activities. And you now take a world-renowned opera followed by a world-class ballooning event, one of the state's largest county fairs, and you add in one of the state's signature events, it is just going to be incredible.
I think we're all really excited for that one as well. One of the things that I think was interesting passed by the council was service agreements with Snyder and Associates for the comprehensive plan and then Bolton and Mank for the square streetscape plan. Those are still obviously plans in the future, but just kind of talk about what that means for the city to be able to have those agreements and still planning ahead.
For both of those, what that means is a great opportunity for the public, those we serve, to come in and share their thoughts on what they want our community to look like. What is the vision now and into the future? The Comprehensive Master Plan is one of the most important documents a community has. It is that. It is a comprehensive plan. It lays out where does future growth happen? What about utilities and infrastructure? Where does that happen? What about parks? What's our look? What's our feel? What is the Indianola vision? So we're going to be starting that process. That's about a year-long process, but one of the important parts that Snyder presented was making sure that we had a really vigorous public engagement process as part of that. The other item, the streetscape concept, that came out of the square assessment that we partnered with the Chamber, WCDC, and the state on that was conducted back in September. We did that assessment because we knew there was going to be some happenings with the courthouse. And so we as a community wanted to be prepared. So when that happens, what do we need to do to make sure that we are also reinvesting in the heart of our community? So the input, the number one recommendation from that assessment was to conduct a streetscape concept design process. So the community spoke, the consultants put in the report, and the council listened. And so that process, again, public engagement is going to be a critical factor in that. And what we're going to want to hear from the community is, when you look at the square, what does it look like? What do the benches look like? What does the sidewalk look like? Those types of things that we want to make sure that we are taking care of. We can plan projects, and we can dovetail projects on the development following the square and courthouse and jail project. We want to make sure we're prepared and that the community's vision is being enacted upon.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.